Caleb Roebuck, Marcus Taylor, and Ashley Franco are investment advisor representatives of, and security and advisory services are offered through USA Financial Securities, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor located at 6020 East Fulton Street, Ada, Michigan, 49301. Milestone Financial Group is not affiliated with USA Financial Securities. The strategies and concepts discussed are for educational purposes only and do not represent specific investment, tax, or estate planning advice. Investing carries an inherent element of risk, and there is no guarantee of financial success or specific investment results. Results may vary based on individual circumstances. It is in everyone's best interest to consult a tax, legal, or investment professional depending on their unique situations.
And it is time for Building Rural Wealth. Caleb Roebuck with me. Caleb, how are you?
Hey, good morning, Aaron.
Nice to see you.
Thank you. Thank you, sir.
How was your weekend?
It was good. It was good. It felt like a kind of first nice spring full weekend kind of.
Yeah.
Where it was not so windy. I mean, a little wind out there, but
yeah,
good reason to get out there and kids right. Playing in the yard. Had a lemonade stand for a while. I think my daughter made 4 or 5 bucks. So,
wow.
Yeah.
The entrepreneur there.
I
huh?
know, yeah. So I don't know. I think she owes me a few dollars. I don't know. My wife mostly had to do the work. But.
You're funding it, right?
Yeah, exactly.
She's
yeah.
Like, no, that's an investor.
Yeah, there you go. Absolutely.
So, but no, it was a good weekend. Good weekend.
Sloan Killian with us as well. Sloan, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, Aaron?
I'm doing well. How was your weekend?
It was great. I did some painting, prepping for a little art event happening in Sydney in a couple weeks, and I celebrated my dad's birthday.
Wow.
And yeah, it was great.
Big weekend.
Yeah.
Plenty of sunshine, just a beautiful weekend.
It was. Yeah.
So, let's chat. File isn't finished. Sloan, what are we talking about?
That title's a little bit of a downer, isn't it?
I'm just thinking.
It kind of brings you down a little bit.
What are we talking about here?
Because, you know, tax season just wrapped up. And everybody's probably a little bit like, at least that's done.
Uh-huh.
You know, whether you got a return or you paid, you're at least like, okay, cool. I'm going to set that down and I'm going to not think about it
mm-hmm.
for another year.
Mm-hmm.
That's very tempting.
Yes.
Today, we kind of want to challenge that a little bit. We're kind of going to be, like I said, a little bit of a downer because maybe you don't want to just, you know, set it down and not think about it for another year. Because we like to think about, you know, your tax return is not a financial strategy. You know, tax return does not financial strategy make.
Uh-huh.
But it is a report. It shows what happened last year, what you earned, what deductions you claimed, and what you paid. Especially for rural small business owners. I think everything gets a little bit more complicated whenever you mm-hmm. own your own business.
Mm-hmm.
But that report, it's not comprehensive, right? It doesn't tell you whether your business is positioned to support your retirement. It doesn't tell you whether your business structure is optimized. And it doesn't tell you whether your family would know what to do if life took a turn. So it's kind of like a rear view mirror mm-hmm. in that way. It looks back on the last year. It's very useful, but in some ways it can be limited in scope.
Okay.
So focusing on only the numbers your return shows you can leave some blind spots, and that can impact your cash flow, your retirement readiness, or your family's long-term financial stability. So today that's kind of what we're going to talk about, what your tax return is telling you and maybe how you should take your tax return as a signal and help you strengthen your plan throughout the year. And we want to caution, we are not tax professionals. Definitely talk to a tax professional, a tax accountant, about your situation and what you're specifically going through.
Okay. So. Well, let's dive into this. So high income and hidden gaps. Caleb, what are you talking about?
Yeah, kind of across the whole spectrum, you know, across the income, individuals, you know, business owners, kind of, it is kind of taking that tax return, that tax report, and kind of how does it connect to all these different pieces, you know, because, you know, even if you have just a good year, or, you know, good income year from last year, you know, that doesn't necessarily mean that, you know, equal financial security. You know, there can be still some of those gaps. And we all kind of wonder too, especially, you know, if you work with people's tax returns, you know, we all say it's like, hey, you see the gross number because that's what's on your tax return.
Yep.
Well, that's not the net number that you actually lived on.
Right.
And everybody that just got their taxes done, if they saw that gross number, they're like, okay, that's good. But where'd all my money go? Like, where's what's left over? You
uh-huh.
know, like we all kind of feel like that. And, you know, so that is, it's, you know, what we spend versus our net income.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, it's figuring out, you know, what we truly live on. And especially for business owners, you know, that high income, you know, can still have cash flow pressures that you can. Because, again, no matter what it is, it's like, hey, there's too much month left at the end of the paycheck to kind of live. You know, our retirement contributions aren't increasing with that increased income. you know, your savings rate may stay flat or climb. You know, there's other areas of the business that could be blind spots to look out for. And, you know, if there's other deductions coming up that you need to be aware of, you know, mm-hmm. so how do you coordinate all those things together that aren't aligned, you know, not just within a person's business, their financial life, but, you know, their tax and investment strategy. Is it still on the right track? You know, what compensation are you getting paid? You know, some people's compensation switches. What is your spouse? How is your spouse paid? Are they a 1099 or W-2 employee? So it's kind of, you know, taking that tax return, you know, no matter what the income level and kind of peering through that. And, you know, for our clients, we use some software to kind of help do that, you know, because anybody's tax return, you know, even if you're a retiree or a young person, like we got kids, you know, mm-hmm. a house, you know, your tax return ends up being 30, 40 pages. So we use some reports that how do you kind of simplify that, turn it into a 4 or 5 page report that can highlight some of those things and kind of show, yeah. hey, these are the areas that are affecting you income. These are the ones investment, business related. These are the ones like lifestyle, house, kids, college kind of related and kind of tying them all together.
So again, you want to utilize the tax code to the greatest benefit you can for yourself in that situation.
Yeah.
So,
well, and like, so it's not, it is, your tax return is kind of that backward looking. Yep. So it's taking that, but then using kind of a forward looking methodology to kind of help predict what you think it's going to be going forward.
Okay. So clues in plain sight. Tell me about that, Sloan.
Yeah. So clues, signals, you know,
yeah.
think back to Blue's Clues. You know, we just got a letter. Wonder who it's from. The IRS. Yeah. So, but you know, every return can contain those little signals. But you have to take time and read them. And that's something that I personally can struggle with, because whenever I'm trying to sit with my tax professional and pay my taxes, it's not a relaxing time.
No.
It's a little bit tense, and I'm, you know, zeroing in on that final number,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that in that way, we kind of have those blind spots whenever it comes to the rest of the return. So some signals that you might be able to watch for, consistently high taxable income. That can be an opportunity for advanced retirement strategies. Large swings in income. This may show a need for smoothing and reserve planning. Significant capital gains. This may mean it's time for an asset location review. And increasing tax liability year over year. This may show a need for a structure review. Your return can also tell you where some friction exists. Too much tax can indicate a structure problem. An unexpectedly large refund may point to a cash management problem, and underfunded retirement may point to a priority issue. So there are things you can do mid-year, which is why we say don't set it and forget it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, look at it. Don't run away from your tax return. Sit with it a minute. Because there are things you can do mid-year depending on your situation. You might be able to adjust your estimated payments. You can revisit retirement plan contributions. You can consider Roth versus traditional positioning. Or you might be able to evaluate your business reinvestment versus your personal balance sheet growth. So if you think about it, April 15th isn't just, you know, a finish line. It can be like a diagnostic checkpoint. It can be a checkup.
So it's time to be thinking about that now. So
yeah, or, you know, I'd say, you know, have somebody that helps you think about it. Again,
that's what
we're trying to do. You know, we encourage our clients, you know, bring in that tax return when it's done. Again, it is kind of easy. All right, April 15th happened last Wednesday. Springtime, summer's here. You know, it's kind of time to relax and stuff. But, you know, if you do take a little bit, and especially for us, it's like, hey, if we can give, you know, our clients, you know, somewhat summary report of, again, a 20-30 page document that they, you know, that they paid for and got done, you know, it can be pretty insightful to things that you can do throughout the year. But
mm-hmm.
like we say all the time, you know, those small adjustments can swing, you know, kind of
yep.
big things with the plan.
All right.
That's a great point, because it doesn't have to be a giant overhaul every year. But if you like got a little bit of nudge from your tax return, you can talk with your tax professional, your financial advisor, and you can make little tweaks that'll make it easier next year.
You bet.
Yeah. Well, and especially Axel mentioned, like the withholding and stuff too. You know, they've talked about like with the One Big Beautiful Bill and the tax returns this year of, hey, do you need to adjust your withholding or not? Or just, you know, personally on our side, hey, when you have kids and get married and stuff like that, your withholdings and stuff change like that anyway.
Yep.
So again, that's like a good example of, hey, stuff you can do out the year to try to levelize it and normalize it. But for the average person or business owner, you know, it's hard to know where that is. So talk to your tax professional, talk to your financial advisor to help try to, you know, come up with that and
okay.
see where you're at.
Good stuff. All your eggs in one asset.
Yeah.
Caleb?
Yeah, you know, this is one we talk to folks a lot about. And when you kind of, you know, think of the term all your eggs in one basket, you know, most people do think of it like in the investing term, having all your eggs in just one stock, one investment too. But, you know, it can be a lot more than that. And, you know, it's something, again, that your tax return doesn't really show. You know, if you do a balance sheet or a net worth statement, you know, you might have some better insight, but just a pure tax return, you know, doesn't show you, you know, are you concentrated, or is the majority of your net worth concentrated in your land, your business, you know, certain types of accounts, pre-tax versus Roth assets. You know, it doesn't, you know, kind of give you that perspective, you know, and it doesn't also tell you, you know, what about your estate plan? Is it up to date or out of date? You know, what are your, you know, estate planning agreements as far as your business or yourself, as far as life insurance or buy sell agreements? You know, doesn't show you, you know, does your spouse understand what's going on? You know, again, we talk about this, especially with your tax return. One spouse generally, or kind of how it's in our house, goes in, meets with them, you know, has a little bit, but, you know, the other spouse doesn't. So does your spouse know, you know, what is that financial structure, or do they have somebody that can help explain that to them? You know, so that income, you know, high income or just income in general, you know, doesn't always equal independence, you know, which is, you know, can be hard to hear, but it is that coordination with that income, your taxes, and those goals and planning that kind of can really give you that clarity, that true financial independence to do that.
All right. So, Sloan, looking forward, what do we need to think about?
So, again, we're not tax professionals, but I think there are a few things we can talk about that you can consider for after tax season. One, schedule a coordinated review or coordinated reviews if you have multiple advisors. Don't silo your tax investments and your planning. Look at them together. We've talked about that a lot recently about making decisions for the pieces, but not for the comprehensive plan. Adjust proactively. If your tax return is sending you a signal, don't wait until it signals louder again next year. Look at your withholding adjustments, your retirement contributions, or your investment tax positioning. And then lastly, stress test your structure. We've talked a lot about stress testing too. You know, stress tests could look like, if income drops 30%, what happens? If you wanted to slow down in 5 years, could you? Or if something happened to you, does your family, or do they have clarity on what your wishes would have been? Or do they have someone that can help them with next steps?
Okay, so. Good stuff. So wrap this all up for me, if you would, Caleb. Tell me, what do I need to take away here?
Yeah, I guess, you know, the main thing would be, you know, celebrate that you made it through another tax year. You know, you know, you do want to pat yourself on the back and stuff too. But again, especially if you're working with somebody, you know, or these are brought up questions, you know, don't leave it there. You know, it kind of, like Sloan said, it is evidence that, hey, maybe there should be something to do, or maybe I need to seek help. Again, you don't have to do this all yourself, but, you know, there is a lot of, you know, nuance when it comes to your tax return. So, you know, what we try to do is kind of simplify that for folks, help give them, you know, some clarity on that, but also, you know, help guide them through that and, you know, do that. So, you know, if any of these have brought up questions, or, you know, you kind of know, hey, it is done, but I know there's more I should be doing or looking at, or again, how does this actually interact with my day-to-day, you know, financial life, you know, please, you know, give us a call. We're here, 712-623-5726, or visit us at milestonefinancialgroup.com.
It is nice to talk to people who can help you put that overall big picture together, like we've talked about, and not have the silos, taxes, investment. I mean, you guys look at all of this together, which is so nice.
Yeah. Well, and especially today, you know, it's easy to get pretty good individual advice on some of this specific stuff with the chat bots and stuff out there. But again, it's hard to connect all of them together, that overlap. And, you know, that's, to me, kind of that hands-on
experience. That's the important part. Yeah. That's the important part. So, very good. Great information. So,
yeah, thank you.
So don't just put off my taxes until next year.
You know, they give you that nice folder. It's already done. It's easy to just slip that thing right in that filing cabinet.
Be done with it. Be done with it. But don't do that.
Or again, if you're working with somebody like our clients, bring in a copy first and then kind of let somebody else do the heavy lifting for you. But, you know, take that step.
Great information. Make it a great day. Nice to see you both.
Yeah, thank you.
Byron.
Again, it's been Building Rural Wealth with Sloan Killian and Caleb Roebuck this
morning. Daniel Miller, Caleb Roebuck, Marcus Taylor, and Ashley Franco are investment advisor representatives of, and security and advisory services are offered through USA Financial Security.